Good morning. It's so wonderful to join together as we celebrate this new year. I know that on behalf of Steve and our family, we want to wish you a very happy new year. May 2021 be more than you can ever dream or imagine. And I know it's hard to dream after 2020, but I'm hoping that you will be encouraged with this morning's message. I'm so sad that I don't get the opportunity to share it live with you with Level 3, but I know that as we go into one another's homes, as we speak life into our lives, I pray that God's word is a rhema word for you this morning, that it will be life to your bones, into your marrows, and into every cell of your body. I know Yanu did such a great job of starting us off last week, and I was so encouraged to know that God wants us to prosper in so many areas of our lives and what that prosperity looks like. So if you didn't see Yanu last week, won't you go back and just re-look at that? It was a great start. And I'm going to continue looking at our new series, Fully Loaded. It's such a wonderful picture word series that we can have so many connotations to. We can have it as a fully loaded gun. Maybe you've bought a car that is fully loaded, like Herbie, that had all the bells and the whistles. Or maybe you've had a fully loaded washing machine where there is just jam-packed with clothes. Those are just such wonderful pictures of the word fully loaded. And I'm going to dive right in and especially look at, I know Yanu touched on it last week, he spoke about what were the first words that God spoke to mankind when they had been created. And I thought that was such a lovely way of opening this 2021, looking at some of the first. And I'm going to be looking at what was God's first public ministry. What did that look like after he had been baptized in the waters of the Jordan? The Holy Spirit had come and rested on him. The Father had proclaimed his adoration, saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And then we see the Spirit lead him into the desert. And there he is tempted by the devil. And I want to pick up our first story, looking at Luke chapter 4. And in verse 13 it says, "And so when the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time." I had never seen that before. Do you know it says there that the devil had finished every temptation? I don't know about you, but if I think about every temptation, I would have imagined Jesus going through a whole survivor test of different opportunities and what was the devil going to throw him. But the devil only threw him three temptations. And I believe that the devil can never create anything ever again. So he uses the same three temptations on us as he did with Adam. And so it's up to us to be aware, firstly, of what those temptations are and how Jesus conquers the devil already with the word of God and stands up to those three temptations, which I believe were related to his identity, his authority, and provision. And he's still trying to steal those from us today. But as we look at being fully loaded, let's read our first scripture, our theme scripture, which is from 2 Peter 1 verse 3. It says, I love it in the New American Standard, "For his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and excellence." Verse 4 says, "Through these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world on account of lust." We have been granted everything pertaining to life and godliness. We have been given all these wonderful promises. Even as it says in verse 4, even when the world is full of corruption and lust, we get to be partakers of this divine nature that God has called us in. And so we go back to Jesus and some of the first. He gets out of the desert. He has conquered all the temptations of the evil one. And then we pick up in verse 14, where it says, this is when Jesus' public ministry actually started. And it says, and Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through all the surrounding region. And he began teaching in their synagogues and was praised by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. And the scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him, and he unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all the people in the synagogue were intently directed at him. Now he began to say to them, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Today this scripture has been fulfilled. You talk about all eyes focused on Jesus. This was the first scripture he chose to read out loud. This is the first time he declares. He could have chosen any verse in the Torah, but he decided this was going to be the first scripture that he was going to present to the people as part of him fulfilling what God had called him to do. And the first thing that I want to focus on is it says in verse 14 and in verse 18, it says firstly in verse 14, it says, and Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And then verse 18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, and he carries on to what the Spirit has anointed him to do. That to me is the vital key of being fully loaded. You understand that when you're fully loaded, your gun is ready, you have all the bullets in. But I know that I can't do one single shot not having a great teacher. And that's what the Holy Spirit comes and does. And I, in my mind, with this fully loaded theme, I pictured the Holy Spirit as a Clint Eastwood or John Wayne coming to show me what it is to get my mark right, to put my arrow, my target in the right spot, and what would it be like to have him training me. That is what Jesus had with the Holy Spirit. How much more should we encourage ourselves to know that the Holy Spirit is with us, and he's the one that is teaching us. He's the one that is going to lead us and guide us in 2021. I want to read John chapter 14, verse 26 in the Amplified Bible. It says, but the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. That is the Holy Spirit. Isn't that such a beautiful place to know that he is with us? Look at those beautiful names, Counselor, Helper, and Advocate. An advocate knows your case. He knows every detail of what you've said, what others have said about you, and he goes and fights your case in a court of law. That's who your Holy Spirit is. He's standing there beside you. He's your helper. He's your standby. I know with four children, there's some days I can't get to everybody, and I'll phone Steve or I'll phone a family member and say, can you help me? I need help fetching this child, or can you help me with this? And those standby people are so vital in our lives because we can't do it alone. We need somebody to take us and teach us and show us the way forward, especially in 2021. And so firstly, we have our Clint Eastwood, we have our John Wayne, the Holy Spirit that comes and anoints us, and then he gives us a job to do. And like it said in John chapter 14, at the end it says, and he will cause you to recall, remind you of, and bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. That is the Holy Spirit's job, is to remind us of who we really are. Not to remind us of where we've missed the mark, but to remind us of the identity, of our authority, of our provision, everything that the enemy is trying to steal and tempt us and get us away from. That is the Holy Spirit's job. Just like he was with Jesus, he's with us. And as he reminds us, I was reminded of Psalm 103, where it says, "Bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is," not on the outside, what does it say? "Within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, and do not forget all or any of his benefits, who pardons all your guilt, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with favor and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle." He doesn't just satisfy 1 year. He satisfies years. That means 2021 has been included in the psalm. And as I have this picture of this pistol being fully loaded, I want to look at Luke chapter 4 and Psalm 103 and almost do a comparison and give you 6 bullets, literally, bulletins, bullets, that you have been given to be fully loaded today. Won't you join me? The first bullet that God gives us is forgiveness. He talks about that he has forgiven your sins. John the Baptist proclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Psalm 103 said that he pardons all your guilt. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus said that "I have come to proclaim good news to the poor." You know, when you are poor in spirit, in poverty, you need to understand that you have been forgiven. Whether it's choices you've made, whether it's been family choices, whether it's been society, the good news is that God has sent his son Jesus, not just to cover our sins, but to wash them away. That is a bullet of forgiveness that we can hold so tight to us and letting those around us go. The second bullet that Jesus has given us is that of healing. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't done healing school this year, dive into the wonderful benefit of healing. It said there in Psalm 103, "Who heals all your diseases." COVID was never excluded in that promise. He heals all our diseases. In Luke 4, it says there, "And recovery of sight to the blind, to have set free those who are oppressed." Jesus wants healing in our lives, no matter how small, no matter how big. He wants to manifest healing because it's a benefit that was given to us 2,000 years ago. It is in us. It's within us. We have healing in our bones that needs to manifest out because of what Jesus gave to us. The third bullet is that he has redemption. Oh, isn't that so wonderful? You know, we make silly mistakes, but we have a Redeemer that comes and he gives us redemption. In verse 4 of Psalm 103, it said, "He redeems your life from the pit." Sometimes people throw you in a pit. Sometimes you're walking and you just, I remember I was once in high school and we were walking around this big field and it was an athletics day. And I was walking with my best friend and all of a sudden we were walking and I didn't see that there was this big hole in the grass. And my one foot literally went in and I crumbled to the ground. And my best friend carried on walking and suddenly she looked around and I was lying on the floor. I had no idea there was that pit in the ground. And I remember that was probably one of the most embarrassing days of my life because you feel like the whole high school is looking at you lying on the ground as you've tripped and fallen and you didn't want to do that when you were 16 years old. But you know that life has these pits and Jesus comes and he redeems us. And he says, "I'm going to be the salvation for you. I'm going to come and show you the way forward." In Luke chapter 4, it says there, "To free those who are oppressed." To free those that are caught up in this world system, who are caught up in the snares, that have so easily entangled them. That is a promise that we can hold on to. Those are what our gun is fully loaded with. We have redemption. I want to use that this year. I want to know that I am fully loaded with my Redeemer's redemption power. The fourth bullet that we have is His loving kindness. His loving kindness that endures forever. It's so tender. When He looks at us, He is so full of love and kindness. In Psalm 103, it says, "Who crowns you with favor and compassion." Another translation says, "with His loving kindness." You know, Jesus, when He proclaimed the scripture over that synagogue, He said, "I want to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." We have His favor. We have His kindness. We have His mercy following us all the days of our lives. The fifth bullet that I want to talk about in us being fully loaded with Jesus is that of compassion. It says there in Psalm 103 that He's crowned you with favor and compassion. Compassion is a bullet that we can use to those around us, to ourselves, knowing that when Jesus looks at us, He is filled with compassion. You know, when Jesus looked at the crowd, they talk about Him being moved in His inner bowels with compassion for the people. That's what we need to understand, that we have been fully loaded with compassion for the lost world, for our family members, and for those, including ourselves, to be kind and compassionate to ourselves. And finally, the last bullet in our sixth chamber, and I believe it's such an important one for 2021, is that we have a bullet of strength. Look what Psalm 103 says, the last verse in verse 5, it says, "Who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle." It doesn't say that it will only satisfy us for 1 year, but that every year our strength gets renewed. And we know that scripture, that as we wait upon the Lord, as we develop that intimate, personal relationship with Jesus, as we rely on the Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us into those truths, to remind us of who we really are, then we start to renew our strength. Some of you may be feeling that you're exhausted, like Yanu mentioned. It's only January, you haven't recovered from 2020. But I want to tell you, the secret is just found in here, that we can rely on our Holy Spirit to recover our strength, that we will be like eagles soaring no matter what storms of life come in 2021. We will have the strength to endure the storms, the temptations, and any curveballs that 2021 may bring us. These are the bullets that are in our gun. As we are fully loaded, we have forgiveness, we have healing, we have redemption, we have His loving kindness, we have His compassion, and we have His strength. And just to finish off, I want to just look, while we're looking at shooting and we're looking at guns, you know, the definition of sin is to miss the mark. And so often we get to focus on all the sin around us. But I want to tell you that as we are fully loaded with the promises of God, we don't have to fear missing the mark. Look what John 8 verse 34 says. Jesus said and answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, anyone who commits sin is a slave of sin." And I believe what Jesus was talking about is that missing the mark brings such failure. It brings this thought and bondage of failure. And Jesus wants us not to be in bondage to sin, with that thought pattern going around of a failure of who you aren't and what you are missing in life. But to understand, when you know that these bullets are in you, or the benefits are in you, you then change your thought pattern. You change who you really are, because as you meditate on these wonderful promises, you get aligned with the Word of God and what Jesus has spoken. And suddenly, you're not a slave and in bondage to sin. If you're missing the mark this morning, it's so easy to just repent, to change your mind and become aligned to what is within you as a child of God, what He has given you, those benefits that He wants to remind you of. And lastly, as we go back to our Clint Eastwood, I want to remind us of John chapter 14. After He's described who the Holy Spirit is, Jesus says in verse 27, He says, "Peace I leave you, My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor fearful." That is our promise in being fully loaded. We have our teacher, our Clint Eastwood, the Holy Spirit, showing us what we are fully loaded with, that we have every promise pertaining to life and godliness. And then the benefit of all of this is wrapped up when He says, "I'm going to give you peace." Not that the world is looking for or that the world tries to give. We can go into 2021 knowing that we can have peace in our hearts because Jesus has gone before us. And He goes and He says, "You know what, with this peace, we don't have to be troubled. We don't have to be fearful of what lies ahead because we have His peace." Go forward in 2021 with those promises. Meditate on them. Chew on them. Know that everything within you is what Jesus has given you. Before I go, I know last time I did the most incredible paper trick, and I'm sure you're all wanting more, but I can't. But I do want to remind you of one of my favorite illustrations that God gave me a while back. And whenever I read Luke 4 and what He has anointed me to do, I'm reminded of this. And so I thought I would remind you guys, seeing that we're just remembering. And that is of my empty toilet roll. Whenever I go into a toilet, it happens so often, I get an empty toilet roll. And I used to get so frustrated because I was like, "Lord, why can't people just change the toilet roll?" But then I heard the voice of God so clearly say to me, "But Dee, I have anointed you and you are full of me to do the works that you need to do." And that was straight from Luke chapter 4. And so this morning, I want to remind you, you are fully loaded with a brand new toilet roll. And today in 2021, I want to take it even a step further, like Yanu reminded us, that we're not just prospering for ourselves or for our family or us six and no more, us four and no more, but to know that God has given us so much that we can benefit those and take this wonderful good news to those around us. So not only know that you have been replaced and fully loaded as a child of God, but that you have more than enough. Whoa! And you have a whole collection of toilet paper waiting for you. I would love to pray with you. Father God, I pray for every person watching this video right now, that they will know that you have given them everything pertaining to life and godliness. I pray that no matter what circumstances they are facing, they will know that they can be at peace because you have given them all these benefits. That you will help them not to be fearful, not to be troubled, but to know that they, as they develop a relationship with you, as they rely, just like you did, on the Holy Spirit, they will be led forth in 2021 with so much joy. Thank you, Father, that you are with each one of us, that you know every hair on our head, that you are very, very aware of our circumstances and the challenges we are facing, and that you are very present in a help and time of need. I thank you for that right now. In Jesus' name we pray this. And everyone said, Amen. If you need to contact us, please join us on a Sunday when we get back together. Phone us, leave a comment below. We would love to make contact with you. Please remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.